We'll turn our attention back to the FAI Junior Cup. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line with Kevin McLaughlin, the manager of Greencastle, who defeated St Michael's of Tipperary, the FAI Junior Cup holders. Well, Kevin, suppose you're still in cloud nine after that victory today.
Hi, it's brilliant, Porrick. It's very enjoyable, and the boys are in here having a few pints after the game, but it'll be a bit early and back to work after that, unfortunately.
Talk us through today's game, Kevin. Suppose St Michael's coming up with a lot of pedigree. They are, of course, the holders. You got the early goal, so how important was that?
We got the early goal, and to be quite honest, we deserved that early goal. We dictated the game to begin with, played all the football, and to be honest, it was a cracking goal from Jimmy McCormick. From about 18 yards out, and it wasn't anything we didn't deserve. We possibly could have scored before that anyway, and after that even we potentially could have had a second goal, but obviously it was very important, and then after that it was quite an even affair after that.
Going into today's game, obviously you were going into you're going into the game, the league form was being up and down. Suppose getting that belief into the players, was that much of a challenge during the week?
Well, certainly after last season's four cups and the likes, that definitely it's a bit of an understatement that we've been up and down this season. But I think it was almost like a case where the start of the season was a bit of a transition for us. I mean, we lost Sean Fagan to Fun Herbs. Matty Henry's gone off to Australia. DJ Canavan's gone off as well. So it was a bit of a case where we were trying to almost transition to a new system with new players as well coming on. So that was probably the reason behind our form, maybe. But I feel like now that the training session's been good, we've started to improve, and we're being a little bit more consistent recently. So hopefully that will continue now for the rest of the season.
Well, Kevin, obviously you're doing something right, and anytime you get into the last 16, you have to give yourself a pat on the back. And, Christy Hegarty, he scored the winner for you in extra time.
Christy Hegarty done it again. That's not the first time he's done it off the bench. He's our super sub. I'm sure he'll not like to hear that, because he wants to be starting. But he done it against Mayerview as well in the last round. He done it on numerous occasions last season too, when we were winning our cups and things like that there. So I mean, he's a great player to have off the bench. I mean, and a handful, especially when teams are tiring in the last few minutes of games, to bring a fellow off the bench like Christy Hegarty. So he was immense today. Can't just obviously just single him out. I mean, there was minutes before that, James Henry was immense. Dylan Doherty in goal was fantastic. Dara Brown, who we brought in from Cairndonagh, was absolutely fantastic today as well. I'm sure I'm missing a few others. Nigel was at his usual best, and Jason Dixon up front as well. So, and Stephen Grant actually in the first half had a fantastic game. So look, it was great. Obviously Christy came on and done what he done, but it was a team effort.
Obviously you do give confidence to your players, the belief to win, but what does it mean to you after today's victory, Kevin?
Well, we're just like for Greencastle FC. I mean, this is the first time that we've been in the last 16 in our history. We've actually hadn't even been to the national knockout stages until 4 years ago. So we've been to the last 64, 32, 32, and now the last 16 in consecutive years. So for us, it's unbelievable. And we've just gone and beat the best, well, arguably, certainly, the best team, best junior side in the country. I mean, they're the holders of the FAI Junior Cup. And before that, we beat Mayerview United. So we've beat two of the strongest sides in the competition. So we feel now that we can go and do it. And you have to give credit to the likes of Glengad before us, even last season and in previous seasons as well. It's only a matter of time for an Inishowen team to go down and win this competition, and it's only a matter of time.